savagery from the bottom of page 346 through page 348. As a flame disappears in endless light, immortally extinguished in its source, vanished the splendor and was stilled the word. An echo of the light that once was close, the harmony journeyed toward some distant hush, a music failing in the air of trance, a cadence called by distant cadences, a voice that trembled into strains withdrawn. Her form retreated from the longing earth, forsaking nearness to the abandoned sense, ascending to her unattainable home. Lone, brilliant, vacant lay the inner fields. All was unfilled, inordinate spirit space. Indifferent, waste, a desert of bright peace. Then a line moved on the far edge of calm. The warm lips sentient, soft terrestrial wave, a quick and many-murmured moan and laugh, came gliding in upon white feet of sounds. Unlocked was the deep glory of silence's heart, the absolute, unmoving stillnesses, surrendered to the breath of mortal air, dissolving boundlessly the heavens of trance, collapsed to waking mind. Eternity cast down its incommunicable lids over its solitudes remote from kin, behind the voiceless mystery of sleep. The grandiose respite failed, the wide release, across the light of fast receding plains that fled from him as from a falling star, compelled to fill its human house in time. His soul drew back into the speed and noise of the vast business of created things, a chariot of the marvels of the heavens, broad base to bear the gods and fiery wheels. Flaming, he swept through the spiritual gates. The mortal stir received him in its midst. Once more he moved amid material scenes, lifted by intimation from the heights, and in the pauses of the building brain, touched by the thoughts that skim the fathomless surge of nature and wing back to hidden shores, the eternal seeker in the Ionic field, besieged by the intolerant press of hours, again was strong for great, swift-footed deeds. Awake beneath the ignorant vault of night, he saw the unnumbered people of the stars, and heard the questioning of the unsatisfied flood, and toiled with the form-maker, measuring mind, a wanderer from the occult invisible suns, accomplishing the fate of transient things, a god in the figure of the arisen beast. He raised his brow of conquest to the heavens, establishing the empire of the soul on matter and its bounded universe as on a solid rock and infinite seas. The Lord of Life resumed his mighty rounds in the scant field of the ambiguous globe.